You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Ariel. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am.
And are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes, I am.
Glad to hear that you are safe. Could I get the spelling of your first and last name, please?
Sure. It's Carly, C-A-R-L-Y-E, Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
Just to be sure, that's C-A-R-L-Y-E.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is J-O-N-E-S. And a good callback number in case we get disconnected.
404-455-3671.
Would you like to receive mobile text message updates regarding the status of today's service?
Sure.
Message and data rates may apply.
Okay.
For security reasons, can you please verify the address registered to your policy?
I believe it is 7278 Cahaba Valley Drive.
That is not the address that I'm seeing. Would it be an older address or a previous address?
That is a previous one. Okay, maybe I changed. Is it 5143 Roswell Road, Atlanta, Georgia?
No.
Okay, 1113 Stonecrest Drive?
Yes.
Okay.
And what is the year, make, and model of your disabled vehicle?
It's a 2012 Volkswagen Jetta.
And the color?
Black.
What's the reason for the breakdown?
My tire is flat.
Which tire is it?
The front right one.
Requesting a tire change or a tow today?
Okay, so could I was gonna request a tow, but I didn't. Could y'all do like roadside tire changes? The problem is my rim, like my wheel, is stuck to my tire, and I have a donut in the trunk, but I can't get my tire off. So I don't know if there's a way that y'all could just find a way to get my tire off and put a donut on, or if I have to get it towed.
Okay. Let's see. Let me ask you a few questions first. So there is a good spare with the vehicle?
I'm sorry?
There is a good spare tire with the vehicle?
Yeah.
Is there more than one flat tire?
No, just one.
Does your vehicle have locking hubcaps / wheels?
No.
All right. And does your spare tire require a special tool to remove it?
No, I don't believe so.
All right, and then you will be able to get a tire change. So you're saying you didn't have, like, the tool to get the tire off, or?
Well, I did, but, like, my tire just literally would not come off. I think that it rusted to it. I don't know. Like, I tried for, like, an hour, and it was just stuck to my car. So that's why I had to leave my car where
okay.
It was.
Well, they could still probably try to assist.
Okay.
But I do want to let you know, I don't want to guarantee you nothing and they not be able to get it off.
Right.
I do want to let you know that you do only get one service every 72 hours. So if you did do the tire change and they were not able to get the tire off the vehicle, you would have to pay out of pocket for the service, like if you had to have the vehicle towed, or wait 72 hours before you could get another free service.
Okay, that's good to know. So how about we just stick with getting it towed?
All right.
We'll just get it towed. Yeah.
All right. And does the vehicle shift out of park?
Yes.
Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't think so, though.
Okay. Is the vehicle in a parking garage?
No, it's in a parking lot.
And is the vehicle modified lower to the ground?
No.
And is a service and a result of an accident?
No.
Okay. That good phone number for you is 404-455-3671.
Yes.
Will you be there when the provider gets there?
I can be if they need. Do they need me to be there with my keys?
They usually prefer you to be there.
Okay, then I can be there.
All right. And starting, may I have the city and state the vehicle's currently in?
Yes, it's in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, it's in Roswell, Georgia.
It's in, could you spell that for me?
Yeah, Roswell, Georgia.
And the address?
Just about to look that up. 1 second for me, I'm sorry.
No problem, you're fine.
Okay, so it is 8430 Holcomb Bridge Road.
It does. It's the same way as the story. It goes by usage. So, but it'll only fluctuate after 3 months. So, 3 months of our power charge.
Located at CVS Pharmacy?
Yes.
Okay. And where would you like the vehicle taken to?
Okay. So, shoot. I'm sorry. My phone is being all kinds of stupid right now. I don't understand. Okay. Just 1 second. I had the address. Now I'll pull it back up. Seven charges. Take it to the first place that has my tire. Yeah, I'm just going to take it there. Okay. I had a question because I have... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to let you know that if you could, I could stay on the line, but we usually ask you to reach out to that the place, the shop that you have the vehicle towed to just to get the okay, make sure they have your tire, and make sure it's okay to have it towed in before we dispatch. But I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
It's okay. Yeah, I've already done that this morning. Okay. I called the people, made sure they had my tire. But I was going to ask because just the fact that my rim is bent, so there's two separate places that I'm thinking of getting it towed to, so I would only be able to get it towed to one place for free, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And you're covered up to 25 miles.
25 miles. Okay. Awesome. Okay. I will. Can I give you a call back directly in like 5 minutes?
You will call. You can call back this number. I'm not 100% sure if you will get me or a different agent.
Okay.
But if you use the same number, usually it just pops up your regular ticket. If you start to notice they're going into it, or just when you get on the line with them, let them know that you already have a ticket being worked on. You were just calling back to give us the drop-off location.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Is there anything else I could help assist you with today?
Nope, have a great one.
All right, no problem. Thank you. You do the same. Thank you for calling and using emergency roadside assistance.
Bye.
Bye-bye.